I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, April 16. Coming up, Jamaica Fire Brigade receives 6 new units, facilities to be built to house new fire boats, and Education Ministry announces plans for 1-year math campaign. The news in detail after the break.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Math for you and me and he and
she. Parents gone to work, girl. Them a do the maths. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the maths. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. I fi do the maths. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Maths in the schools need to improve.
Challenge myself, set goals up top. Maths are for me, maths are for you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Now the news. The fleet of the Jamaica Fire Brigade JFB has been expanded with the addition of 6 new emergency response units. The vehicles, 2 fire engines, 2 water tankers and 2 fire boats were officially commissioned into service on Monday at the JFB Fireboat Station in Newport East, Kingston. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the acquisition forms part of the ministry's continued plans to modernize and outfit the Jamaica Fire Brigade, boosting its capacity to deliver critical services.
It represents an investment collectively of over some $385 million of equipment to the Jamaica Fire Brigade. We have 4 trucks now, 2 boats, the pumpers, and we have set aside $189 million to purchase more fire trucks.
One of the boats will serve the corporate area while the other will respond to emergencies in Western Jamaica. In the meantime, local government minister Desmond McKenzie says 2 facilities are to be constructed to house the recently acquired fireboats.
And government is spending some $22 million to erect in Montego Bay at a cost of $14 million and here in Kingston, $8 million to erect facility to house the men and women who will be working on these boats. And as I said before, after 11 years, finally, we have seen the light of day.
The minister was speaking at Monday's handing over ceremony of the 2 fire boats along with 4 trucks to the Jamaica Fire Brigade. 40 members of the fire brigade received seamanship training for a period of 1 month to operate the vessels. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has announced plans for a 1-year campaign geared at improving student performance in mathematics. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Dean Roy Bernard, says the campaign will run as part of the National Numeracy Program.
The aim among other things is to promote the importance of mathematics to national development, to promote a changing attitude towards mathematics, and to debunk the myths regarding the significance of mathematics. The main objective of Mathematics Week is to help to change attitudes and views of students, teachers, and of course the wider society about the subject. Through its public education campaigns, workshops, and seminars, the math unit is working to make it more appealing to reinforce the idea that math comes.
Mr. Bernard was speaking Monday at the official launch of National Mathematics Week, held on the campus of the University of the Commonwealth Caribbean. National Mathematics Week runs from April 15 to 20 under the theme Math Counts. And the Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne is now the 2nd health facility on the island to be accredited as baby-friendly. The baby-friendly initiative, also implemented at the Princess Margaret Hospital, seeks to prepare health systems to support breastfeeding. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton commended the institution for passing the international standards required to receive the baby-friendly designation.
And what it means for our mothers, our babies, our children, and indeed our institutions. Because when you qualify at that high level of international benchmark, it means that as an institution, you are getting prestige and the recognition of establishing high standards and maintaining those high standards. So it's like passing a GCE exam. We're bigger than regional. You're gone global.
Minister Tufton was speaking recently at the launch of the initiative at the Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne. The Baby Friendly Initiative, launched globally in 1991, aims to give every baby the best start in life by creating a healthcare environment that supports breastfeeding as the norm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.